course, my daddy just stayed in home and worked. He just always had pants and shirts.
Yeah, they just wear pants. Okay. What I meant was, Papa
didn't. Uh-huh. Papa didn't like that hanging on his shoulders. Uh-huh. But my brothers wore overalls.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, now, if you had lost some weight sometime and you had a dress and you'd say, now, that dress won't fit this year, but last year it...
It fit.
Uh-huh. Man had kind of tight pants and he stuffed a lot of things in the pockets, it'd make them...
Bulge.
If you had a shirt that was not... Well, not, what do they call that? Samphorized. And now, if you were to wash it in hot water, did it...
It would shrink some.
Uh-huh, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have much problem with it? Did things shrink much?
Yeah, material shrank quite a bit.
Oh, it did.
At that time.
Well, did you just have to make things bigger?
What Mama always did, she bought something like that, and then she'd wash it.
Oh, of course.
And then press it, and then make it.
And then make it,
and then
it
would shrink them more.
Oh, well, I'm sure that makes sense. Now, what about that? Yeah, that's logical. Get it and wash it, and then it wouldn't shrink. Sure. Well, now, if you were talking about, I guess it'd be a woman who is all the time standing in front of the mirror, fixing her face. Mm-hmm. You'd say she really likes to
primp.
How about somebody who always wants to wear fancy clothes? You'd say that person likes to...
Well, stylish, I guess, what you could say.
Would they say that they like to doll up or dress up?
Well, doll up.
Doll up for a doll. Now, what about a little leather container for putting your change in?
A coin purse.
Mm-hmm.
It really wouldn't be a purse, it'd be just a little bag, but then call it a coin purse.
What about around your wrist for jewelry? You'd wear
bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not much on jewelry either.
Well, a type of necklace that would be
lavalier.
A lavalier
with a drop in it would be a lavalier.
What other types of necklaces would they have? Would they have any?
Well, pearl.
They would.
You know, the pearl necklace of imitation.
Did they ever call those like a pair of beads or a string of beads?
I've heard it called that. I got a pair of beads.
Uh-huh. That's kind of funny. Isn't it?
That does sound funny. There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, they do sound funny. That's something else I was going to ask you about, too. I forgot to ask you a minute ago. We're talking about if you were plowing with two animals, would you call it like two horses, two mules? You call that?
That was a team.
That'd
team
be a team.
Of horses.
I was wondering if you call that some people call that a pair.
Mm-hmm.
But you call it
a team.
Uh-huh.
Team of horses means two.
What would you... And you were talking about that your father didn't want anything going over like this. What would they call those things that they wore to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
What would you hold over your head when it rains?
Well, we had an umbrella.
One of these things, when you're making up a bed, what would you call this?
We call it a spread.
Mm-hmm. And you call it a
counterpane or something. Counterpane.
Uh-huh.
But we never did call it that. We didn't have time to talk that much.
You never used that.
We didn't waste words.
You didn't waste words. But you have heard that called a
counterpane. Oh, yes, a counterpane.
Now, at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you ever remember seeing
a big, long bolsters?
Bolsters.
Uh-huh. Mama had one.
Oh, no, she did. Mm-hmm. Now, the bolster did not go part way, did it?
It was just one long, Mama put that under the counterpane.
Mm-hmm.
And then she laid her pillows on top of it. We had two extra pillows.
Oh, you had two extra pillows.
And
so that thing went,
No, they didn't use that. They just used it for two pillows.